Bruce Newberry.
The Food Dude.
Well, here at our food and beverage industry spotlight today at Innovate Newport, we're visiting with Addison Caproni from The Bow Bar. Addison, nice to see you.
Thanks, Bruce. Pleasure to be here. Thanks for having me on.
Good to talk to you about this great idea. I have to say, Addison and I met on the radio a few weeks back, and Addison has a mobile bartending rig that he'll tell us about, but it's such a great idea. Just describe what you do and what it looks like when you're rolling up to an event.
Yeah, so we have a 1969 vintage Piaggio Ape, which has been shipped over from the streets of Italy, converted into a five-tap beverage dispensing.
So think of the truck in the scene out of The Godfather when they were in the village in Italy and the truck's going up the hill. Never mind what happens before and after. But you see that quintessential Italian truck coming up the countryside.
Oh, yeah.
That's what Addison has.
Yep. Yeah. It still runs, too, like a charm. And we come right up. Whatever your choice of beverage is that day, we can pretty much make anything. We've got five custom kegs. Beer, Prosecco, wine, craft cocktails, you name it. And even mocktails, lemonade, whatever your event calls for, we'll make it happen.
What are some of the events you've done?
We've done a sailing gathering at Sail Newport here in Newport, which was a huge hit. We were also lucky enough to be a part of Thamesgiving with Michelle Gallagher serving up some hot chocolate on Thame Street down
nice.
In Newport. Yeah.
Well, that's the range right there. You do hot chocolate and you do great cocktails for the sailing crowd. And the menu is only limited by your imagination.
Yeah, it really is. I mean, we don't try and put in too many pulpy things or something that could clog the lines, but we have ways of getting around that. And honestly, we're here to create memories, and I like to say that the sky's the limit with beverage options.
Well, that's it. What are people asking you about these days? What kind of cocktails are people interested in?
I've been getting some inquiries about espresso martinis.
I was going to say that because that's the craze right now in Newport.
Yeah, so this Bow Bar out of the Piaggio Ape makes it pretty unique because we use nitrogen as the air to push out the espresso martinis. And that gives
it's almost like a cold brew.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And that's what gives it that signature foam on top. So everything's all pre-batched in the keg, and we just pull the handle on the tap, and you've got yourself a delicious espresso martini.
That's great. Espresso martinis by the truck. Can you say by the truckload in Italian?
You know, I'll have to get back to you.
That's what you should work on, right? Get the lingo down. Well, how can we find out more about the Bow Bar?
So if you visit our website, it's thebowbarri.com. We are thebowbarri on Instagram as well. Those are two great resources to really get a more in-depth look into our pictures. If you're interested, fill out an inquiry form, and we're happy to work with you and really raise the bar at any event that you're looking to create a new experience for.
Excellent. And you've got the whole look. Not only does the truck look authentic, but you guys are all dressed up and you look the part.
Yeah, we're working on creating some uniforms here where I'm thinking an apron will be involved so that it just gives you that classy, sophisticated, service style and just a great experience.
Sounds like just what we need at our next event, the Bow Bar. Addison Caproni, thank you very, very much for being with us. Good luck to you.
Thanks so much, Bruce. Appreciate it.
Here at the Food and Beverage Industry Spotlight, we get to talk to someone who is right on the doorstep here, the threshold. Catherine O is the inventor, the creator of Hopscotch Koji Breakfast Puddings. Catherine, nice to see you.
Nice to see you. Thank you so much for having me.
Well, it's so great to talk to you. And when everyone hears what you have to say, I think that they're going to be just as delighted. You are Dr. Catherine O.
Yes, I am a primary care physician of 30 years.
And that leads us to pudding. Take us on the journey.
Well, over the years, as I have been taking care of many patients, I became extremely frustrated because I cannot help them. So many of my patients have gut issues, from bloating, unwanted gain, weight gain, constipation, IBS symptoms, and I couldn't really help them, whether it was with over-the-counter medications or prescription medications or referrals to a gastroenterologist or even to an endocrinologist. They would get expensive procedures and come back with really no improvement in their symptoms. So I took it into my own hands and looked into fermented foods and discovered that right in my back alley, there was a recipe from my grandmother, and I modernized it to fit the North American lifestyle and palate and created hopscotch koji fermented breakfast puddings.
And it's a rice pudding.
It's a brown rice pudding.
Lovely.
Thank you so much.
So that is appealing to us here in New England because we love the idea. Now, yours is much more than that, and it really takes into account probably one of the more exciting stories in food today, the story of something called koji.
Yes, koji is an ancient probiotic that has been in use for over 9,000 years, and it's been used to make sake, miso, and soy sauce and other traditional foods. But here in the U.S., we have really not discovered it. Just now, top chefs all over L.A., New York City, and Boston have just started to discover koji and now using koji to age meat and use the umami profile to flavor their foods. But there's another story to koji.
There is. Koji's having a moment right now, and you may be familiar with something called Prime Roots, which is a food that is making an appearance, and it is made with koji. They can have their own story. We're talking to Catherine Oh about how she turns this koji into something really, really nice and wonderful. Tell us.
Well, koji is a fungus, as opposed to bacteria, which is used currently in most of the fermented foods that's available in the market, are all fermented by bacteria, lactobacillus, and it is a acidic fermentation, whereas koji fermentation can be a sweet fermentation, releasing the natural sugars from brown rice or rice, giving us that delicious and sweet taste without any added sugar or sugar substitutes. Also, during this fermentation, over 300 different nutrients are released from the rice, giving us all kinds of nutrients, enzymes, vitamins, B vitamins that we normally would not be able to access if we eat just cooked brown or white rice. It, from a medical standpoint, it has been amazing and astonishing. You know, since my launch, I have had my patients and various customers try my food, especially those with IBS symptoms, constipation, and bloating. And so many of these people have wrote back to me and to thank me because this product actually has been working.
Now, you don't have to have those issues to benefit by hopscotch, do you?
No, not at all, because there are so many amazing nutrients released from the rice that we should all be benefiting from this. Not only is this product good for our gut, but it's also good for brain health because of all the various B vitamins and nutrients released. It is also great for immune health because it is anti-inflammatory. It's great for cardiovascular health, again, also for the inflammatory reasons. And similar to mushrooms, this is adaptogenic and help us with our mood and also to withstand stress and improve our sleep.
And it tastes good.
Well, that's the whole thing. I don't think any healthy food should be allowed unless it tastes great.
You tell her. You're the doctor. Absolutely. Now, why breakfast pudding? Because this would be nice any time.
Oh, my God. This would be nice at any time. Not only is this delicious for breakfast, I eat mine mixed, you know, with some yogurt and some great fruits and nuts, but you could also eat it just before exercise, because of the natural sugar release from the rice, it's very helpful to give you that extra energy before exercise. It's also great after exercise and workout for that recovery. And in addition to all this, also great as a hangover recovery.
That's the selling point right there. Well, Well, we all know that there are some things in particular that are amazing to help you with recovery. Not that kind of recovery, but the after the exercise recovery. And this sounds great. It also sounds like it would be friendly. It would also be friendly on an insulin level.
Yes, because of the natural sugars released, and because this particular product is made with brown rice, so there's enough fiber to insulate the sugar, so it's relatively low glycemic, and it can help even out and control your sugar spikes. So for a great tasting food like this with decreased sugar spikes and low glycemic, you can't lose.
It sounds like a winner. Catherine O's Hopscotch Koji Breakfast Puddings. Where can we find it? How can we find out more?
Well, first, it's available on our online store at www.hopscotchfoods.com. And currently, we're just rolling it out into various local independent stores, namely at Hope in Maine, Downtown Marketplace, soon at the Good Seed, at also May's Gluten-Free Market, and in Massachusetts, currently we're selling off the shelf at Pemberton Farms Marketplace, and others soon to come.
Others soon to come, and we can't wait. Thank you so much for a wonderful story. We are so excited to try Hopscotch Koji Breakfast Pudding and benefit by it, and we wish you all the best. Catherine O, thanks for being with us.
Thank you for having me. Come and try it out.
Well, we know syrup here in Rhode Island. We know about coffee syrup. We know syrup in Vermont. We know maple syrup. But there are all kinds of syrups around today that make wonderful drinks and cocktails. And someone that knows a lot about that is Paul Kubisky, maker of complex cocktail and soda syrups called Boot Black Brand. And Paul is with us here at Innovate Newport. Hi, Paul.
How you doing?
Good. Good to have you with us. Tell us about Boot Black Brand cocktail and soda syrups. How long have you been making this?
So we're going to be reaching 8 years in May.
Nice.
Thank you. Yeah, we're really excited about it, that we're still here and available in Rhode Island and growing.
Yeah, that's fantastic. Where does the name come from?
So Boot Black, we all know, being a shoe shine. But a secondary definition of a boot black is somebody that isn't formally educated in their field of work. So I am
not... Just say that again.
So a boot black, a second definition, is somebody that is not formally educated in their field of work.
Kind of learned by doing.
Learned by doing, okay. And that's how boot black started.
That's, you just learned how to make the syrup kind of by making the syrup.
By making the syrup, correct. Yeah,
so I was... Let me ask that again. You learned how to make the syrup by making the syrup.
I did. Started about 10 years ago. I was fed up with some of the ingredients local restaurants and bars were using, and I decided to try my hand at it.
What was the first syrup you made?
First syrup started was ginger, cardamom, lime. Ginger syrup, I loved mules at the time. I was into Kentucky mules, which are with whiskey.
Oh, okay.
So it's whiskey and ginger beer. So I made my own ginger syrup, which you just top with seltzer water.
Nice. And you made it for some family and friends?
I did. I made it for friends. We'd always get together two or three times a week. So our households became our bars.
Nice.
And we just started making my own syrups, trying it on my friends. And then one day one said to me, you should try to sell this. And that's where we are today.
We hear this story so often here in Rhode Island, and there are so many avenues to be able to go with something like that.
Yeah, it's true. Rhode Island is fantastic to start a business. It's so small and compact. You can do it on your own. You can get around. You can meet people. Everybody's friendly and wants to know your story.
Sure. Now, how many syrups do you have now?
I have three syrups. We just launched two mixers last year and two sodas.
So tell me about the mixers and how you went from syrup to mixer.
So a syrup, you usually need more than three ingredients to make a cocktail. And I just realized that people want it as easy as possible. So a mixer is basically one part spirit to one part of our mixer. Shake it up and you're done. Very convenient for parties, for batching up large quantities.
Sure.
So that's why we ended up going to the mixer line.
What kind of mixers do you have at Boot Black?
Right now we have two. We have a jalapeno margarita, which is infused with fresh jalapenos. And then we have a hibiscus rose cosmopolitan, which is a play on the classic cosmopolitan. We infuse hibiscus flowers and rose petals.
Oh, man, the ingredients are amazing.
Thanks so much. Yeah, we really try to be a little out of the box with our thinking.
Well, I mean, you can just... We're all tasting it here with our ears, and boy, this is just some great, great stuff here. I said at the top that we know syrups here in Rhode Island, but it was a little bit of a hurdle to get over, I understand.
It is. Syrups are much harder to let people understand about the product. So it's really a one-to-one selling of explaining how do you use this to make a great cocktail. I always thought everybody drank as much as I did and understood how to use a syrup. Come to find out, they don't.
So what is a fine point of using the... Again, we grew up with coffee syrup around here. We have to explain that to the rest of the world, but that's okay.
For sure. So it's just more what you'd see at a craft cocktail bar. They all use infusions and syrups to create their cocktails. It's usually, you know, between 3 to 8 or 9 ingredients to make a cocktail.
Right.
So at home, that's a little more than people really want to get involved with.
Well, it's just you have to buy a bottle of everything to get one leaf or one spoonful or one twist.
Correct. And what we try to do, what we call ours a complex syrup. So we're putting many flavors into our syrup. So you need less ingredients, but it still takes more than two. And that's where the mixers come in.
Well, it all sounds so great. You're available at Dave's Marketplace?
Yes, we are. We're across Rhode Island, a little bit into Massachusetts. We're in about 100 different locations.
Hey, that's great. That's great. Can we find you online?
You can. If you look online at bootblackbrand.com, we have a nice map there that you can see our locations across the country.
Fantastic. Boot Black Brand cocktail and soda syrups. And we can taste them already. Here's to you. Thanks very, very much for being with us today, Paul Kubiski.
Thanks for having us. I appreciate it.
Bruce Newberry.
The food dude.